Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
A very good morning from the sports desk. Let's start with cricket. Yesterday's SA20 match between Durban Super Giants and the Sunrisers Eastern Cape was abandoned without a ball being bowled. Now both teams received 2 points, with the table topping Sunrisers moving to 19 and fifth place DSG to 11th. This makes it DSG's third no result in 7 matches. Meanwhile, star Proteas all-rounder Nadine de Klerk helped her Royal Challengers Bengaluru women's side as she powered them to a last ball win over the defending champions Mumbai Indians woman. Now de Klerk smashed 7 fours and 2 sixes in an unbeaten 63 to hammer them over the line. Now this came after she had started with the ball in the first innings, picking up figures of 4 for 26 in her 4 overs. Now in tennis, Arina Sabalenka sent an Australian Open warning as she beat Madison Keys in Brisbane. Now Keys stunned Sabalenka nearly 12 months ago in the Melbourne final, but the Belarusian took revenge on the American with a statement 6-3, 6-3 victory to reach the semifinals.
Yeah, she's a great player. Always tough battles against her. And I don't know, honestly, the whole match, I was just trying to stay focused. I was trying to stay in control on my serve. I was trying to put as much pressure as I can on her serve. And that's all I was thinking about. And I think I did it well. I put so much pressure back on her because, yeah, she's aggressive. And I tried to put all of that speed back at her.
Meanwhile, in the United Cup, Iga Swiatek defied a partisan crowd to thrash Australian Maya Joint in Sydney to help take Poland into a United Cup semi-final clash with the USA. Now, the 6-time Grand Slam champion taught the 19-year-old a lesson in her 6-1 victory, which lasted 58 minutes.
Yeah, I think the intensity, the balls get quite heavy, so I'm happy that I was always, like, you know, pushing forward. And yeah, I got pretty confident at the end, so for sure it was a good match.
This tees up Swiatek against Coco Gauff with the semi-final between Belgium and Switzerland. In the world of football, Brahim Diaz kept up his remarkable scoring record alongside teammate Ismail Saibari, who was also on target as the host Morocco beat Cameroon 2-0 in their quarterfinal. This makes it the first time Morocco have reached the AFCON semi-final since they lost the 2004 final to Tunisia. Lucky, have you been keeping up with the AFCON?
Listen, the AFCON has been exciting. It's obviously very sad about Bafana, but there's been some incredible plays, some big stars, some massive,
like, you know, Tunisia just, yeah, falling out just, yeah, like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I won't lie, since the knockout, I did boycott